What's the value of a good run? Well, you could ask this guy.
Hi, I'm Eric Foster, and I'm training for Ironman Coeur d'Alene at the moment. So today's the long run, so I'll probably do 15 miles and some hills.
Okay, Eric Foster, he's kind of an extreme example, but we did talk to many people on their morning runs yesterday, people who run a lot.
My name is Lisa Day, and I run between 12 and 17 miles a week.
I'm Eileen Kim, and I run 30 miles a week.
I'm Kevin Caudill, and I run 3 to 4 times a week.
And what value could these people be getting out of it? Why do they run so much?
I don't know. You just feel generally better about everything.
You feel like a burst of energy.
You know, not really lightheaded, but you just feel like kind of on top of the world type feeling, like a rush.
It's kind of like a, you know, euphoric feeling. It's like a good high for a little while, and then you just got to go run again to get it.
Aha, the ever-famous runner's high. For years, athletes have claimed it really does exist. For those less athletically inclined, those claims make runners sound like they're high on something else.
But avid runner and New York Times science reporter Gina Colata has now written about a new study that may finally put the skepticism to rest. This was conducted at the University of Bonn in Germany.
They used the latest technology to actually answer this old question. It's because it was always just sort of hanging out there as a popular hypothesis with no real evidence.
The researchers scanned the brains of a group of runners before they ran for 2 hours.
And afterward, they scanned their brains to see if endorphins were active in certain parts of the brain. Endorphins are those hormones that our bodies release to kill pain, kind of like a natural morphine.
Turned out that endorphins were attaching themselves to areas of the brain that really were associated with senses of well-being, euphoria, calmness, like all these things that people attribute to runner's highs.
The problem is that some of the faults with that theory still haven't been fully debunked.
David Willey knows about the runner's high. He is a runner. He's the editor-in-chief of Runner's World. There's a problem with the endorphin theory, he says. Because of our brain's physiology, endorphins really can't get into it. But one protein can.
It was a fatty acid that's called anandamide, which is the Sanskrit word for bliss. And it's similar to THC, which you can find in marijuana.
So maybe long-distance running just got a lot more appealing. But Gina Colata of the New York Times doesn't think this proof of runner's high is going to result in masses of non-runners hitting the pavement.
If you don't like running, I could tell you 1,000 times, oh, you'll get a runner's high. You're just going to look at me like I'm crazy.